for the time, talent, and treasure gifted to this church by our members and friends. Let us all say thank you. We celebrated the gathering of waters as a symbol of where we have been or where we've come from, and also that we have returned here. For some, you may have just discovered this community as a potential spiritual home, and I have a lot in common with you who are new here because I just started working here a little over a month ago. And for many of you, you've come home again to this sanctuary of your spirit. I see before me so many people who came here seeking community and friends. Others have come seeking justice for those who live oppressed lives. Still others who are here looking for the spirit of life as a guide. This church offers all of this and more. We have it in us to be the beloved community that so many came here seeking. We have it in us to reach out to the outside world and express our views and values in places we see injustice. We have it in us to bring together all who are seeking a relationship with all that is holy in their lives without resorting to dogma that has pushed some of us out of some other churches. We have it in us to ensure that this place is one that we can all call home. And this day is our homecoming. It does not matter how many times you've crossed that threshold, once or 1,000 times. Our sentiments are the same. To each of you, every time you come here, we say, welcome home. The spiritual home is more than just a place. It is a community, our community, a beloved community. In fact, I would say that I believe that the community is as much or maybe even more our spiritual home than any particular building, including this one. We are each other's home. Homecoming implies that one has been away or engaged in other pursuits, and now it's time to come home and find renewal and rejuvenation. And that is our hope here at SFUU as well, that this be your spiritual home and that you can always come here for renewal and rejuvenation. Sometimes, after being away from home for a long time, it finally sinks in that we're coming home as we drive along our road and see the trees and flowers in bloom and can smell the smells of our home place. Sometimes it is walking in the door and seeing old familiar faces of our beloved family and friends. Any type of homecoming may be accompanied by feelings of nostalgia and happiness, and it may also be accompanied by feelings of regret for words spoken, or perhaps left unspoken to someone we care about. Homecoming is a complex moment in one's life, full of feelings and images of days gone by. In John Irving's novel, Cider House Rules, he wrote, "When time passes, it's the people who knew you whom you want to see. They're the ones you can talk to. When enough time passes, what's it matter what they did to you?" In that book, Irving was writing about an orphanage and a time in the character's life that was full of pain. And it's possible that some of us may have experienced some pain when going back home, wherever and whenever that was. I want to acknowledge that. Yet knowing that time heals wounds, we sometimes find ourselves returning to that old place anyway, and glad that we did. A few years ago, I was asked to return to my hometown near here in the foothills to officiate at the wedding of one of my oldest friends. At that point, little did I know I would be coming back here to serve this congregation a few years later. Anyway, my old friend was getting married again, and he and his new wife wanted me to officiate, so I went home for the first time in over 20 years. My family had long since moved north, so I'd had little reason to return, or so I had thought. I experienced a lot of nostalgia, happiness, and a tinge of regret as I drove past my old house and down Main Street in Georgetown, which actually has a stoplight now, and saw random people walking around, some of whom I actually still remembered from seeing them in my childhood. After the wedding, I got to talk with so many old friends who had led amazing lives since I had last seen them, and I heard about their children and their grandchildren. It's hard for me to accept that some of my friends from high school now have grandchildren in college. I don't feel like I'm that old, but I guess I am. I also heard of others who'd had a much harder time in these last many years. Overall, it was a good experience for me, but I was not expecting my whole childhood and adolescence to come rushing back to me as I drove around the area. Memories long forgotten or buried, sadnesses and joys, they all came back. I had no idea that it would be like that. Returning to the here and now, as we welcome everyone in, it seems to me that the growth of any spiritual community is not just a matter of numbers. It's not just an issue of population or attendance or even dollars. Growth is also how we each develop as we walk on our journeys through life. And here we walk together, helping each other along the way. If I stumble on the path, one of you will surely reach out your hand to steady me. And if you stumble on the path, I will surely reach out to you as well. We are here for each other. This is the nature of our covenantal relationship. As another UU once said to me, it's not enough to simply show up every Sunday. And to an extent I agree, because we are in relationship with each other, we support each other, we help each other, and we care about each other. Even if one of us is mad at another, we can work through it. Because this is the very root of what it means to be a covenantal community, a beloved community. One out of many purposes of church is to welcome people into our spiritual home, wherein we help them find a spiritual understanding of life and the world. It's interesting how any mention of God has disappeared from many UU churches. But it's also interesting that as new people come into our churches, there has been more and more desire for what my elder colleague, the Reverend Bill Sinkford, has called a language of reverence. I've heard the same desire spoken here as well, and I'd like to share a perspective on the spirit of life which rings true for me. I should also say, you know, in the UU world, we have this concept, freedom of the pulpit and freedom of the pew. And so what that means is the person speaking can speak their truth, and the persons listening can judge for yourselves whether or not you agree. This is what rings true for me from the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. Something infinite, older than heaven and earth, silent, solitary, and vast, eternal, unchanging, yet ever evolving, throughout 10,000 things, not knowing its name, I call it Tao. The basic premise of Taoist teaching is to live one's life in balance. And I think that is one basic mission of our church as well, to help people find a balance in their lives. Sometimes people first seek out a church when they've had some difficulty in their lives or some tragedy. They come because they need a new home. So they come here, and then there are so many reasons to stay even after the difficulty is over. Perhaps that's the reason some of you walk through our doors in the first place. Or it may be that you've been part of this community forever, and then some difficult thing occurs, and it is this community that helps you through it. This is what makes churches special. We are spiritual communities of caring people, and we create within our sanctuaries a spiritual home. And you know the old saying, home is where the heart is. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had much to say about beloved community. He wrote, "The beloved community is the framework for the future. The nonviolent concept is an overall effort to achieve a reconciled world by raising the level of relationships among people to a height where justice prevails and persons attain their full human potential." Is that not why we are here? Building relationships and a society in which justice prevails. Living in a world which each of us is working to achieve our full potential and having the freedom and the opportunity to do so. A mentor of mine said years ago, "The goal of a religious community is to heal ourselves so that we can each go out and help to heal the world." I believe that faith communities of all kinds and creeds, synagogues and sanghas, covens and congregations, exist to better the world and us with it. Our beloved community is not simply a social club, although we are having a social event at the park after the service. But we're not only a social club. It is so much more than that. We start small. We start here. We begin by building strong friendships with those around us, sitting in this room or in our extended community, even if they are not here today. In the process of building strong relationships in a congregation that has such a visible social justice streak, we do, as Dr. King advised, we raise relationships to a height where justice prevails. So yes, we start small. We start here at home, channeling our concern for justice into the relationships we build here and into the relationships we build outside of here, which is then passed from person to person to person. We live by example. Coming home again is a moment in time. It may be full of feelings about the past, but also wonderings and imaginings about the future. Home is home, and when we're there, we may think, what will happen in this home in the years to come? Who is yet to be born? Who will carry on the family traditions? Or who will join our family or circle of friends, bringing new ideas and new energy? Will this house still stand long after I'm gone? Will there be laughter echoing from these walls? Will all that I have done make a difference, you may ask yourself? Will all that I put in store, saving for another day, still be there for when those I love may need it? The future is by nature a time of uncertainty, and yet it happens every day. The present day rolls on, and the future becomes the past. We can look back and see that life unfolded just as it was meant to, or perhaps we look back with the clarity of hindsight. These are the thoughts that cross our minds when we come home after a long absence. We have reason to remember home, to always remember home, and give it special significance in our lives. There is a deep and profound reason that we often say home is where the heart is. And so, I will close with the same words I began with, saying to you, welcome home. And may it ever be so.